Dick?
President, how are you?
I'm just a little worn out. I've had a long trip. I came back and I came over to read the paper and get a little nap. And I was just thinking of you and thought I'd give you a buzz.
Well, that's very nice. I'm glad I'm following you with great interest. You really are having some terrific crowds and meetings, and that's the way it should be.
Well,
you're really giving them some issues to think about, and you're really carrying on the leadership of our party with great distinction and honor to all of us. We get prouder every day of what you're doing and what you're trying to do.
Well,
we love it and watch you with great interest. We've seen the great reception you had up in Minneapolis. Also, you're enjoying it. That's the greatest part, too.
You sure?
I like that remark about the Jetsons.
You going to be down here anytime soon?
I'm trying to get down sometime after the holidays. Will I be able to see
you
all right?
You'll be able to see me. Bring your wife, stay all night, and let's visit a little bit.
We know you're pretty busy.
No. You just come. Whenever you come, you come. If you can get away from Chicago some morning, well, come down in the afternoon, stay all night, and let me know a day or so ahead of time so I'll be sure I won't have something else. And I'd like to sit down. I need to talk to you. I need some advisors, and I don't think I've got a better one in America than you, and I just want to give you some of my thoughts and get some of yours.
Very nice.
This Mississippi thing's awful mean, and I'm
going
to have to walk a tight wire there. I don't know what in the world is going to happen. Every day I talked to Hoover about an hour ago, and I don't have any authority to do anything but send the FBI, and I've got over 100 in there now, about 120, and the governor is cooperating. He's put 200 extra ones on, but all these folks going in and no telling what's going to blow up.
That's right. Pretty serious.
It really worries me. Our war thing, South Vietnam, we think we got a couple of good men in charge out there, and it's really good that Lodge came back. Lodge is going to get in this Cranton thing, and I don't mind. I don't believe they can stop Goldwater. What do you think?
I think you're right. I don't think they can. I think he's done his groundwork too well.
Mm-hmm.
While all these fellows were sitting on the sidelines waiting for the moment to be called, I think he was out for the last couple of years making his contacts and getting the people that mean something.
Mm-hmm.
And up to date, I don't see any evidence of them budging very much here.
Mm-hmm. That's
a little west, I don't know what it is all over the country, but I imagine it's the same thing all over the country.
Will Dirksen wind up going for him?
I think he will.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's definite.
What are our problems in Chicago and Illinois?
How are we going to get to... The problem is employment.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get work for these people, all these other things are secondary. They might be doing a lot of shouting about it, but the more our prosperity continues, but some of the prosperity, as you know, doesn't rub off on a certain segment of our population. We have to get more and more of it into them.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to get rid of some of this persistent and hard. You've done a pretty good job on it in reducing the figures on unemployment, but I still think we have to get it below what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could get a couple of million people to work over the next couple of months, many of these other problems go out the window. Everyone is trying, I know you are, and business is trying. Maybe they can do a little more on this employment. We're caught between this crossfire of automation and also modernization and cost and all of this. And in it, of course, the people that are least able to take care of themselves are the ones that you've been saying constantly are the people that are really affected and are really affected badly, because they're the ones that haven't got the qualifications, they haven't got the education, and therefore they can't qualify for the job. My humble opinion, if we can only get, if you get a fellow a job, all this other agitation goes out the window, because then he starts thinking about himself and his family and his pocketbook, and he's a pretty good citizen. But while you have this large numbers of unemployment in some of the large communities and the cities, you'll have a little of this problem. One of the things we find, however, that they're not selling out here, the average person there, and the in their own neighborhoods and their own communities. They realize that in Chicago we have given opportunity after opportunity to many, many people, and they are not so much inclined, although we also have this situation where those people will not speak out. It's generally the agitator that continues to lead the force. And again, you have the complications, as you know it, of the overemphasis of the small news by the mediums of communication. Hell, this is one of the real problems. That
how in the hell do you survive with those papers you've got out there? I don't understand it.
We just fight them. And
the meanest damn papers, meanest papers I ever saw.
Well, the guy says, like yourself, you just have to be tough to fight a bag. That's about all. I do think you've been moving in great directions and in great shape. The business community out here, predominantly Republican, reflects favorable attitudes on everything you're doing and saying. Labor people are all happy. Professional people and academic people also express admiration and confidence in the way you're handling things.
What are they saying about our vice president? What are we going to do about that?
Well, everyone is waiting for you, and they're saying that, as we know, although he, in the past, many of them never made the decision. They did, but it wasn't known. But everyone feels that the president generally selects or has some inclination to select the vice president, and it will be his decision ultimately as to who the vice president will be. There hasn't been too much conversation about, you know, too many people.
I want you to think about it a little bit, and you keep it that way, and then I won't talk to you before or after this Republican convention.
Yeah.
You tell the Mrs. that we want to pay her back for being so nice, and you see if you can't get away one night and come down and see and visit with me.
Fine, Mr. President.
After the 4th, you give me 2 or 3 days' notice, and see if there's somebody here you want to have in, any of the departments you want to talk to about any
of your poverty thing. We're getting a lot of reaction.
You come down here, and I'll have all of my people. I'll have Willard Wirtz and Sergeant Shriver and some of them meet in with you, and let's get something going out your way.
Fine. Thanks, Mr. President.
Bye, Dick.
Good luck to you.
Bye.
You and Mrs. Johnson.
You know how much I thank you, Dick.
Okay.
Bye.
Mr. President.
Bye.